Hi, my name is Bobby Rick.
Hey, this is Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and you're listening to Life Minute TV.
Three-time Grammy Award-winning blues legend Bobby Rush and five-time Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter guitarist Kenny Wayne Shepherd have come together to release a new album, Young Fashioned Ways. A very special collection of new blues songs that the two artists wrote and recorded together at Royal Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. Their debut single, Who Was That?, is featured in new film Flight Risk with Mark Wahlberg. The duo is also hitting the road for a 24-city U.S. tour ending in August. This is a Life Minute with Bobby Rush and Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Since I'm the oldest, let me tell you, I love the young fashion way. I didn't come up with the title of this. I just wrote the song around the song. It was a combination of a lot of people who have input said young fashion way. I didn't say anything since I'm old as I am, so I let them have it. Now, my thought was, I want to do this record like I want to do it. And we're going to go back in later on and straighten what I've done up, I messed up, do it over. And he said, well, you're the real deal. You mean to tell me I don't have to go back and do this stuff over what I've done? He just let me be me. And I was just Bobby Rush, and that's all. And I can really be me.
I mean, this record for me, it's something I'm really proud of because, you know, I'm a fan of blues music. And in the bio, they reference one of my favorite blues albums is an album called Heart Again, which is Muddy Waters and Johnny Winter. And Johnny Winter produced it and he played guitar on it. And when I was a kid, I used to listen to that album over and over again just to try to imagine what it must have been like to be Johnny Winter's making that record with Muddy Waters. And this was kind of like my moment to have something like that with Bobby Rush. If you want to turn somebody onto blues music, maybe they don't know what it is. And you want them to hear like the real thing, you know. You usually jump into the catalog. You go back several decades and find a record. You're like, this is it. This is what the blues is all about. But this is a brand new album that just came out that people are hearing for the first time. And it's the real deal. To me, it's one of those records that if I wanted to turn somebody onto the blues in today's world and let them know like what it sounds like and what it means to make a blues record, I would play them this album. And I'm proud to have been a part of that.
We went in to do this, and I think we didn't have no idea what we're going to do. We just knew we had the ability to do good music. And it led us to something else. The music took us someplace that we hadn't thought about where we was going. And really didn't rehearse or think about where we was going. We just gonna do good music out of respect for each other and the music that we love. It wasn't really a plan.
Yeah, it was a really amazing experience going in the studio because neither one of us really knew exactly what we were gonna do. I think we both had faith that in our own individual talents and each other's talents. And then, like he mentioned, that there's a reason that we have been brought together to do this. We both kind of thought, well, we'll do something stripped down, you know, in acoustic. But as we were recording, we just left everything open and let the music tell us what it wanted and what it needed to be. Songs evolved, but everything started very stripped down. Just me and him sitting in a room together, a couple of acoustics, a vocal mic, and his harmonica. But some of the songs evolved into, you know, you got a whole band and a horn section, and some are totally stripped down and some have different elements of different instruments. But it was a really interesting process. And it literally was like, it was a discovery process from beginning to end because we didn't know what we were going to do when we got there. And so every step of the way was like, all right, what's going to happen next? I mean, this is as organic of an album as you can get. There's no fancy production on it. Everything he's saying is exactly how he sang it in the studio. There's no trickery. We didn't use the computer to try and make anybody sound better than their actual performance. And some of the songs, even with the band, with the full band, we like the title track of the record, we just cut that live in the studio in like one take. The whole process was just as organic and real as it gets. And I think that's why the end result is so real. We were talking about this earlier as well, but when it comes to music, it's like the universal language, especially when you're playing music together. All of a sudden, there's this understanding amongst players, even if maybe you might walk into it thinking, oh, well, you know, what could we have in common? We're decades apart. We actually have a lot in common. The moment you start playing music, all that goes out the window because you're relating on a level that has nothing to do with surface or age or anything else. All of a sudden, it's almost like you're connecting on a spiritual level. The bottom line is like you're feeling the music, he's feeling the music. You don't have to be a certain age to feel music. You don't have to be a certain age to be moved by what you're hearing and what you're playing.
Yeah, the age doesn't matter, but I think the knowledge of the music would matter. What you have, Kenny, is the knowledge of the music. Because we talked about me doing what I'm doing, singing the blues like I sing it. You're a singer, but you don't sing that kind of a blues. I like the Muddy Waters, of Bobby Rush, a few guys like, and you recognize that. I recognize, but I don't sound like the country western guy. And I knew that. So I can't fool myself. And that's what I respect about you. You knew you couldn't sound like a Muddy Waters, but it's two different kind of things. Mm-hmm. And you recognize that. I don't have no favorite song, but I do have a song I want to recite. I was talking about three things I want to do in my life. These three things I want to do. Making money, making music. Now these three things I like to do. All three of the kind. I got two of them hard. And the other one on my mind. And those kind of things. I just love to tell those kind of stories.
He's a master storyteller, and I admire his lyrics, you know, and the way he tells the story in such a way. It's so creative. But as far as favorites, just like with every album that I ever do, my own personal records or like a collaboration like this, is you kind of go through phases of like, well, this one's kind of my favorite now, and that one's my next favorite, and it evolves, and I gravitate towards certain songs. Started, I loved Who Was That, because I thought, you know, that's why it's the first track on the record. I love the energy of it. It makes you feel good. And then, oh, Hey Baby.
Hey.
Then I was really, really digging on that one. Now I'm really digging on You So Fine. When I had just like the very, very rough recordings as we were making the record, and I would go back and listen to stuff before I started mixing the record. And through that process, it was How Long, 40 Acres. And that was one of the ones that like was really cool to me, the way it came together, because he had gone out and picked up a guitar and started playing it by himself at first, and I was in the control room doing something else, and he was just out there, and he started singing and playing, and he did it enough to where I could hear what the lick was on the guitar. But then he came into the control room with me, and I asked if I could have the guitar, and so I started playing the riff. And so then all of a sudden we're sitting in the room in the control room, and they're putting microphones up, and they're getting him a microphone, and we just recorded right there. We weren't even planning on recording it in that moment, but it just started coming together. So we just captured it right there in a very unconventional way, because normally you would never record a song in the control room. You go out into the live room for that kind of stuff. But it was literally, everything was just happening so naturally, and you had to be ready to capture the moment whenever the moment occurred. So that one was always really special to me as well. We did some rehearsals, and basically the run of the show for now is he and I are going to go out and we're going to open the show and do a whole set together of songs from this record with a very stripped down version of the band and make it feel like real intimate, you know, like the audience is sitting right there with us, you know, almost we want to draw them into like they feel like they're on the stage with us. And we'll take a break and then we'll come back out and I'll do some stuff with my band and then we'll bring Bobby back up towards later on in the show and then do the more electric sounding songs. And so you'll get Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Bobby Rush doing a set of music that's really cool and intimate, which will be different for anybody who's ever come to any of my shows or his shows. And then you'll get the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band experience, and then you'll get the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band and Bobby Rush experience as well at the end of the things. And that's all subject to change too, because just like this record, we just let the music dictate what it wanted and what it needed to be. And so we'll do the same thing. We have intuition after doing this for so many years. It's like, we'll see how the people respond. it's going to be a very, very special experience. You know, I'm anticipating that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to show up that have seen one of us or both of us at some point in the past, and they're going to get a really cool, unique, one-of-a-kind experience for this tour.
And I think a lot of people are going to come to see us, curious about two of us, what is going on. But I can tell you now that when Kenny Wayne Shepherd and I on stage together, and they're going to see the love and the respect from each other. Love for music, love for people, and I treat people like I wish to be treated. That's my personality. I don't have to put on no airs. I guess everybody can see that I love people. And I don't have no chip on my shoulder about where I've been, what I've done, how I've been treated, because most of my treatment comes from me. But I'm here to just play my talent and do what I need to do. It's going to be something that Ken and I are going to make a statement to the world. I don't want people to look at the two men like a black and white issue. It's two men from Louisiana that have love and respect for each other and their music. They're going to do it and do it well.
I grew up around music because my dad was in radio, and we had music playing around the house, in the car, everywhere we went, 24/7. And he loved all kinds of music, and so do I. So I was raised on everything from gospel music to funk and jazz and R&B and soul and country and southern rock and roll and everything in between. I just kind of soaked it all up at a very young age. And then I started playing. The first time I got on stage, I was 13 years old down in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. And that's when I found out, you know, that maybe I could actually entertain the people. And that's kind of was the beginning for me. I just can't remember a part of my life where music wasn't a big part of it. We went to see every concert that came through town because, you know, when you work at a radio station, you get free tickets to just about every show and you get to meet the band because they want you to play the records and stuff. So my dad met everybody and we always go backstage and we go see every concert. So it exposed me to all these different parts of the music business at a very young age, especially like the touring world and what it means to put on a concert. Nobody knew, including myself, for a long time, that all that going to help contribute to the artist that I was eventually going to become. Music's been part of my life as far back as I can remember. And I got turned on to blues music. My first concert, my dad took me to see when I was 3 years old. He took me to see Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker. I don't remember that. Obviously, I was 3 years old, but I do believe that that had to have left an imprint on me. And that's probably what sent me down the path of my love and appreciation for blues music, was that exposure at such a young age to those artists.
Oh, I have so many. When you've been here long as I have so many. I think Ray Charles, I was in New York in 1957, 58.
There's no favorites for me. It's all the things that I feel like are learning experiences. But this is certainly one of my favorites. And I mean, I know that sounds like a predictable answer, but this is definitely a highlight. I mean, my first album came out 30 years ago, so I've been doing it for a little bit of time myself. So there's a lot of highlights. Making this record with him was such a great experience. I think the end result is an incredible record, and I think the tour is going to be an incredible experience for both of us and for our fans. You know, this one is still in the process of happening. We can't live for yesterday, and we can't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know what's happening right now, and this is special. Well, I think blues music is about life. It's about human interaction. It's about relationships. It's about ups and downs, lefts and rights, every single bit of it. It's just really about living life. And I think that's why people can relate to it. At the end of the day, for me, blues music has been my employer. It's been my therapist. It's been my comfort. It's been my companion. You know, it's been so many things in so many ways. I can't even imagine my life without blues music.
Well, personally, blues is what I know, and blues is all I know. And I often use the word the blues is the mother of all music. If you don't like the blues, you probably don't like your mama. Blues is not just something that make you feel bad. It's not just something that make you feel good all the time. The same thing make you laugh. Same thing make you cry. But you could say, but when you lose your love for someone or something happened in life, because the licks of the blues, it sounds sad. But then again, it's happiness because I remember the saddest time to me was on a Monday morning when I had to go back to work after being off the weekend having a party. But the good time was always on a Friday or Saturday when I was getting off work, getting ready to go to the club to play the music. The thing thing you learn from the blues and the thing you go through. It's just part of life. Glad to be who I am now in life, know and learn what I have learned through the blues.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.